From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. He's not just back, he's in the race.
All of the politicians are not anymore making the moves for the people, but for special interest. And we have to stop that. And so this is why I'm running for governor. I will go to Sacramento and I will clean house. I will change that. As you know, I don't need to take any money from anybody. I have plenty of money myself. I will make the decisions for the people.
You've heard the news by now. Arnold Schwarzenegger announced last night on The Tonight Show that he is running for governor in the recall election this October. He'll be taking out papers today. The Terminator hinted for weeks that he would not run. His Tonight Show appearance stunned almost everyone. But one thing we've learned from his movies is never count Arnold out.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, but you are a Terminator, right?
Yes. Cyberdyne Systems Model 101.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, and now the candidate. Dan Weintraub writes the political blog for the Sacramento Bee. He joins us from Sacramento. Dan, surprised about Arnold?
A little bit, yeah. We were certainly led to believe that Arnold was leaning very strongly against this run. But at the same time, it was pretty clear that nobody really could say what he was going to do until he spoke for himself last night.
Which he hasn't been doing. He's been promoting Terminator 3, his movie, and saying, well, I'm thinking about it. I'm probably not going to do it. I'm thinking about it, and I'll let you know later. Last night, he let us know.
Absolutely. And I think he's just going to take the political world by storm. I don't think that the conventional political consultants and candidates really have any idea what they are in store for. I think last night's performance was just the beginning.
You've always said that he's the man to beat, and I gather you haven't changed your mind because of what happened overnight.
No. Now I'm, I think, more convinced than ever, if anything. Yesterday's press conference, we saw immediately how he began to cross party lines and really transcend the normal partisan politics of California. He, in the same breath, talked about bringing business back to California and how that would be his top priority, creating new jobs. But the reason he wanted to do it is that you can't get tax revenue for the government and for all the programs that people value without new jobs and the tax revenue that comes from business. So he's appealing both to the right with the pro-business ideas and to the left by saying that those ideas are the very vehicle they need to embrace in order to finance the programs that they value.
Sounds like a pretty smart guy for a dumb bodybuilder.
Yeah, I think he's definitely been underestimated. This is a guy who was a millionaire before he ever starred in his first movie. He was a successful real estate investor, and he's branched out into some other businesses since then. He also is pretty well read on economic principles. He actually has a degree in economics and business from the University of Wisconsin. He is a big fan of Milton Friedman, the famous free market guru and advocate. But at the same time, he's a guy who, after having achieved the American dream himself, took a step back and kind of reevaluated his worldview. He used to say that he thought anybody could pull themselves up by their bootstraps, and now he says he realized that not everybody has boots.
You mentioned that Arnold has a background in economics, but what are his politics? That is, if he presents himself as a candidate, who is he?
Well, I think of him as sort of a pragmatic libertarian. He very much believes in the free market and free enterprise and personal responsibility. But at the same time, he has come to accept that there is a role for government to play in helping give everybody an equal opportunity. He talks about how he was raised in a loving family with supportive parents who got him on his way, but he's focused the last many years of his life in helping kids who don't have that kind of home environment. So he's very difficult to categorize.
Right. I want to play you a piece of tape from an interview that I did with Governor Davis, Governor Gray Davis, just last week. Here it is.
What difference is it going to make if Arnold Schwarzenegger gets in the race?
Doesn't make any difference at all.
Really?
No.
That's Gray Davis's view. What would you say to the governor this morning?
I think it's time to reevaluate. I think, you know, the governor is a creature of our modern political system with its consultants, polling, focus groups. Now you have this completely unpredictable race in the recall and a character like Arnold Schwarzenegger who is going to touch people who have not been part of that political process. I don't think Gray has any idea what he's got ahead of him here.
Dan Weintraub writes the political blog for the Sacramento Bee. Dan, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.